This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
The House Committee on Transportation will finally come to order. I want to greet everybody that's listening on the internet and welcome them, and welcome all the people in the room here. And Representative Shrimp, would you like to make an introduction?
Yes. Yeah. We just got out of an interesting committee, so that's why I'm late. I think the Faith, the Timberlake School is here, and the advisor, Mr. Weisbeck. Would government class, would you stand, please?
Welcome, and if you'd like to say a word about your class or anything, you can certainly step up to this microphone with the green light on it and talk if you'd like for a second.
Can I talk about my school?
No.
You didn't graduate?
Hey, look at that. Yep, students graduate. Love him. That's good.
Yay. We got our senior class, our seniors graduating this May from Timberlake. This year we're doing a bill tracker assignment, so where they get an opportunity to look through some of the bills, and hopefully they learn something throughout the day. So thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome. And thanks for showing the interest. It's always fun to see the young people interested in our process here. I'd like to remind everyone to turn off your cell phones. My thing is Make-A-Wish Foundation, and if your cell phone goes off in here, it's a touch expensive. Just write a $25 check to Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I'll be glad to accept it. We need to introduce the pages. Almost forgot that one. Ladies, come on up and tell us who you are, where you're from, and if you have them, what your plans are for the future.
I'm Maddie Buffington. I'm from Huron High School, and I plan to go to Black Hills State University for exercise science.
All right.
Did you get the Tim Robbins?
Morning. Scholarship? My name is Mindy Ravnus. I'm from Blount, South Dakota. I go to Sully Butte. Representative Rounds is my sponsor, and I plan on going to the School of Mines for mechanical engineering.
Wow. Two good additions to our West River community out there, that's for sure. Okay, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. I'm sorry, we have to take a roll call first. As much as I was grousing about nobody showing up, but definitely need to take a roll call. Oh, I see we lost Dean already. Representative Shrimp, I mean.
Okay, Representative Feikert.
Here.
Shrimp. Bolin.
Here.
Kaiser. Rasmussen.
Here.
Rounds.
Here.
Schaefer.
Here.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Here.
Steinhauer.
Here.
Werner.
Here.
Duvall. Virtue.
Here.
Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Now I would entertain a motion.
Second.
Whatever.
We could finger wrestle for the Representative Rounds. I'll say made the motion and seconded by Representative Schaefer. How's that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. The minutes have been approved. Anybody who wishes to testify, please sign in so that we know who's going to come up and testify so we can manage our time. We have such a heavy load today. And also, if you have any handouts, the young ladies that just introduced themselves are our pages in the blue shirts here, and just hand it to them, and they'll make sure and get that to us. I'm kind of loose on back and forth, so I'll usually just nod, so make sure everything comes through the chair. If anybody gets in too big of an argument, I might bring an end to that, but I don't think so. Anyway, I want to change the calendar a little bit. We're going to do Senate Bill 85 first because she has to get back to her Appropriations Committee. And so Senate Bill 85 has revised certain provisions regarding motorcycle license plates. Are there any proponents for Senate Bill 85? Welcome, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Transportation Committee. I'm Senator Terry Haverly from District 35 in Rapid City. Today I bring you my annual motorcycle bill, Senate Bill 85, an act to revise certain provisions regarding motorcycle license plates. The law currently states that two plates shall be issued with some exceptions. Trailers, for example. Motorcycles are not listed as an exception in the law, although only one plate is issued. This was just an oversight. Statutes are reviewed periodically, and this is simply a cleanup because the motorcycles have not been issued two plates. And yes, the one plate that is issued needs to be seen on the back. So it's a license plate debacle. I want to continue to promote favorable legislation for motorcyclists at our state level. I spoke with the Secretary of Public Safety just to be sure that I wasn't missing something. His office has no problem with correcting this oversight. The law will stand firm that, as reasonably as possible, the plate shall be kept clear and free of mud, ice, snow, so to be clearly visible. Let's help everyone be in compliance with the law, remove a legislative barrier, and add the word motorcycle. I do urge your support of Senate Bill 85. Now I must return to appropriations. It was very nice to hear a page that's planned to go to the School of Mines because the bill I'm ready to pitch would affect incoming freshmen at the School of Mines.
Thank you very much, Senator. Are there any further proponents? What can I say? I did not prompt any of that.
Mr. Chairman, members of the House Transportation Committee, I'm Diana Miller, and I'm the registered lobbyist for ABATE, a brotherhood of awareness, training, and education, for those of you who were wondering what the acronym stands for. And I am here also in support of Senate Bill 85. I think Senator Haverly has done an excellent job on explaining what this bill does, and I believe it's just an oversight, and it's kind of red tape cleanup. Since the motorcycles are listed under definitions of motor vehicles, and those definitions are listed in 32.3.1. And so when you look at those definitions, if you look at subsection 10, motorcycles fall under that category. So I think it was an oversight because obviously motorcycles can't put two plates on their bike. It would cover the headlight, and I think we all want to have headlights visible, and we want to drive safely with the headlight. So it is a cleanup, and that's where on page 1, line 7, subsection 10 is added. That's the definition to go along with the semi-trailer, the trailer, and recreational vehicle. On page 2 in the subsection, on line 5 and 6, this is the section that was vetted with the Department of Public Safety, and they just wanted to make sure the Section 2 did not apply to any motorcycle for fear that it was possibly could be used as a vertical plate. And we're not here to do that today. Maybe in sometime in the future, but not right now. We just basically want to clean up and become compliant with what is actually practice out there. So, Mr. Chairman, I would ask for your support of Senate Bill 85. And then, Mr. Chairman, if I could ask for a point of personal privilege.
Certainly.
Last year, when we brought in a bill, it was also Senate Bill 85 on the handlebar. And it's by sheer coincidence that Senator Haverly got that number this year. But I did want to report that this summer, the National Motorcycle Riders Foundation gave an award to Senator Haverly for her work with the motorcycle community in the state of South Dakota and the legislature. And we're very honored by that because we feel that we've been successful because of our relationship with the legislature and with the Department of Public Safety. And we want to assure that everyone rides that is riding rides safe. And for any specific questions about motorcycles or if anybody wants to get off topic, I do have a phone a friend here today, and I have an expert rider, the president of our ABATE organization, so I can't get cross purposes with anybody. And I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're certainly welcome. I don't think I'd go very far if I were you, since you're going to be the... I'm just assuming right now, are there any opponents? Okay, seeing none, we can skip rebuttal. Then we'll move to the questions of the committee, and I happen to have one. Does anybody else have one? Okay, this has really been burning in my mind ever since her testimony. how big of a problem is a snow and covered or snow and ice covered motorcycle plate? Is that a huge problem?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Well, it depends on the area of the state that you're involved in. Because in the beautiful Black Hills, we haven't had that snow and ice problem. And we do have motorcycle riders that like to ride year-round. Now, if you come to the eastern part of the state where I'm at, I think a snowmobile covered with ice and snow would be an issue there. Because we have quite a bit of snow.
Thank you. Very good answer. Any other questions from the committee? Okay, then we'll move into the either comment or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schoenbeck.
Move to pass.
Representative Schoenbeck moves SB 85, revised certain provisions regarding motorcycle license plates, to do pass, seconded by Representative Stalzer. Okay, any discussion? No. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do support the bill. My whole thought here has been on, do we move it to consent or not right now because of who the House prime is on this bill. We'll make that decision when time comes. Thank you.
Gee, I wonder who that is. Anyway, okay, great. Any other comments? Okay. SB 85 has been moved and seconded. We'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representative Feikert.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Werner.
Aye.
Duvall excused. Virtue.
Aye.
We have 11 yay, 0 nay, 2 excused.
Thank you. SB 85, having received favorable vote on a due pass to the floor, will go to the floor as revised certain provisions regarding motorcycle license plates. Mr. Is there Representative Werner?
I'd move consent.
Seconded.
Thank you. Representative Werner moved consent, seconded by Bolin. Any opposition to that? Good. Okay, that will go on our consent calendar. Thank you. Okay, then, we'll move on to Senate Bill 7, which is the bill that revises the composition of the state trunk highway system. Are there any proponents for Senate Bill 7? Welcome, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Darren Burke was Secretary for the Department of Transportation, and I bring to you this morning Senate Bill 7, which is the only bill brought by the department this year. Senate Bill 7 proposes to remove a segment of what's currently known as State Highway 17 from the statutorily defined state highway system. I do have a map handout. To orient you as to where we're talking, but we're talking about the 10-mile segment of Highway 17 that runs from the north limits of the city of Lenox north for 10 miles. We used to bring a fair number of these to the legislature each year for changes to the state highway system. In 1999, the statute regarding that was changed and requires that before any request for a change to the state highway system can be brought to this body, that there has to be an agreement in place with a local government entity accepting jurisdiction of that. We do have that. When that was passed in 1999, it greatly limited the number of these that we see anymore. But we do have that situation here with Lincoln County. Lincoln County, by agreement, has agreed to accept jurisdiction and responsibility for this segment that's been approved by their county commission. The agreement's also been approved by the South Dakota Transportation Commission. So with that agreement, this is the final step in the process and just changing the statute to reflect that segment is no longer on the state highway system. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd ask your support, and I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any further proponents to Senate Bill 7? Further proponents? Okay, seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 7? Opponents? Well, I guess we can dispense with rebuttal on this one also. Is there any questions from the committee? Representative Boland.
I have a question for Mr. Berquist. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Berquist, this is just really informational since I'm the only person on the commission on the committee from Lincoln County. Just kind of want to make sure we understand everything. Why do we make these changes in the first place? I guess that's kind of my – what's the reason why this is removed from the state highway system?
Mr. Chairman, if I could in pretty much every instance, the reason for it is that the road is no longer functioning as it's not serving a purpose or functioning as a state highway should or okay. would. So this road is more of a local road, really belongs on the county system, not on the state system. Both us and the county agreed with that assessment, and that's what led to the discussion and the agreement.
Okay, just a couple of follow-up questions. And is that something you periodically review as – through the state, or is it something where you do just one region at a time and then go to another? I'm just tricking information here.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, if I could. I would say that's a constant, ongoing evaluation process. Quite honestly, we're probably at any given time having some type of discussion along that nature in a half a dozen different locations across the state. I would say this one is maybe a little bit in the minority in the sense that it's a rural route. A lot more of our discussions relate to segments in a community, for instance, or we're, take Pier, for example, where we have a truck bypass. We've also got Euclid going through town. We don't really need two state highways through Pier. One of those would be potentially a topic of conversation to remove from the state system. So it's in those kind of instances, and that goes on all the time.
Okay. Thank you. One more. This is just something that goes back a long time. When it says here, the state trunk highway system, what does that word actually mean? I can remember when I was a student in school back in 5th or 6th, 7th grade, somebody said this was the trunk. What literally does that mean in a transportation setting? And again, these are just informational questions.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to admit I don't know the answer to that. I don't.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Do you need to phone a friend?
I could phone a friend. I had one back here at one point.
I really don't know why the word trunk was used.
Okay. That's why you don't know. No one knows. Okay. Representative Werner, you had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm trying to get my arms around this for sure because I know there's been controversy over the years of the state transferring roads to local public entities. This one is going to the county, and I assume the county commission has passed a motion to approve acceptance of your transfer, and this is the process you're going through
Mr.
to formalize
Chairman,
that?
The controversy that you're referencing, Representative Warner, was really what led to the statutory change in 1999. Quite honestly, prior to that, we could come in as a department on a piece like this and just say, we don't believe this should be on the state highway system anymore. Would you take it off? You would, and the poor county may not have even been part of the discussion, and all of a sudden they got a 10-mile segment to take care of they didn't before. That was the reason for the change, which led to handling them different. And so in this case, you're right. There was an agreement put together. It was approved by the Lincoln County Commission to accept the road, and it was also approved by the Transportation Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I thank you for clarifying that, because us former county commissioners understand that heartburn that it created, and I'm glad the law was put in effect, because I know in Beetle County we got several roads that we never wanted and still don't want. So, I don't think that's an option at this point. But I'm glad this procedure's in place, and I commend you for your working with the local governments on it.
Thank you.
Representative Feigert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just kind of a question for the Secretary. If there's really serious or severe objection, how is it handled? I mean, I know that up in Brown County, there's a short service road section that was given back to the county, and I think there was some agreement or something on removing a bridge or something there. And I just wondered, is there ever a time when that can be, and I guess I kind of liken it to the county turning over roads to the townships. It doesn't work very well because the township actually could disband. They could bring their books in and drop them on the county auditor's office and it would be over with. And so I'm just wondering if this process normally goes quite well or what your response to that would be.
Mr. Chairman, I would say that the process always goes very well. I won't represent to you that even in half the cases that they're ever productive in the end, but they're always good conversations. We've had Brookings. We've had multiple conversations with the city of Brookings about taking a piece of highway that runs. It's another example where we also have a bypass. Do we need the piece that runs through town? We had those conversations, had multiple meetings on it. The city council considered it, and they chose not to. And that's fine. We'll just move on to the next piece. And like I said, we've always got some that are in stages of conversation. If we can't come to an agreement on it, so be it. And it's still good discussion.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll make this short question. What is the condition of this road right now, and are there any plans for the work to be done before July 1st?
Mr. Chairman, the condition is actually excellent. Before we did, before they took over, we had done I don't want to call it a reconstruction because it wasn't that big, but we had put new servicing down on that. So this road is in, which is usually the way these go, in order, I'm going to turn a short question into a long answer, and I apologize. They generally will go one of two ways. Either we need to fix up the road so it's in very good condition before we take it, and then pay them something to continue to take care of it going forward, is one of the two common scenarios. The other common scenario is, which is really what was being proposed in the city of Brookings, for example, is we are planning to do a major project on a segment, and a local entity may want to do something different. So they may take the road and the funding that was going to go into that project and do their own project and maybe do it in a different way than we were going to. So usually these fall into one or the other of those two categories.
Any other questions? Concerns? No, don't see anything. Okay. We can move on to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bolin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since this is Lincoln County, I do appreciate being able to move this, a do pass motion on this particular piece of legislation. Thank you.
Okay. Representative, seconded by Representative Werner. Okay, so Senate Bill 7, revise the composition of state trunk highway system, has been moved and seconded. And we will now move on to a roll call vote from the secretary. Will please call the roll. Those who say are for it will say aye. Opposed? Answer. Thank you.
Representative Feikert?
Aye.
Shrimp?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Schaefer?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Stelzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Werner?
Aye.
Virchio?
Aye.
We have 11 yay, 2 excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 7 has received an 11-0 vote to pass down to the floor of the do-pass motion. And yes, Representative Bolin. Representative Bolin moves consent on Senate Bill 7, seconded by Representative Rounds. Any objection? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Okay. I assume there's no comments, so there'd be no. Okay, so that will be sent down to the floor for the consent calendar. Any other business anybody wants to discuss today? Representative Rounds moves that we adjourn, seconded by Representative Schoenbeck. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.